There is a striking fact that is known to anyone who, like me, likes to read about serial killers. Straight male serial killers like to wear women's panties. Thus, most straight male serial killers seem to have a panty fetish. They like to wear the panties of their victims. And it isn't because they are gay. They are not. It is actually, paradoxically, because they are too straight. Let me explain. First of all, serial killers kill members of the gender that they are attracted to. Ted Bundy was a straight male and he killed women. Jeffrey Dahmer was a gay male and he killed men. In any case, this holds of male serial killers. Female serial killers, I believe, are a different story. But this piece is about male serial killers. Moving on, male serial killers don't just kill members of the gender to which they are attracted, they tend to kill individuals to whom they are attracted. So it isn't just that Ted Bundy killed women, it is that he killed women to whom he was attracted. And he not only killed them, he killed them in a decidedly sexual manner. And the same thing, mutatis mutandis, is true of Jeffrey Dahmer. He sexually killed men to whom he was attracted. So here, then, is why male serial killers tend to like to wear female underwear. It is not about being gay, it is about the opposite. It is about wanting to invade the woman, to be inside her, in the most total and totally sexual and totally aggressive way possible. And there are a lot of men who are not serial killers, who don't have a gay bone in their body, who in fact are overly male differentiated in terms of their ideation, who like to wear their girlfriend's panties in a triumphant manner after having sex with their girlfriends. And this is not, I stress, about homosexuality. It is about the opposite. It is about completing one's invasion and conquest of the woman. And this is surely why so many men like to read about serial killers. So many men, I suspect, who have high libido. They see in the sexuality of serial killers exaggerated versions of their own sexuality. Or, equivalently, they see in their own sexuality a miniaturized version of the serial killer's sexuality. Incidentally, some of you may be familiar with the South Park episode about a serial killer who cuts off women's hands and wears women's underwear. That episode, like all South Park episodes, is psychologically accurate, and I don't think it's because Trey Parker, the author, necessarily read about serial killers. I suspect that, in his writer's way, he simply tuned into the psyche of the character type that he was portraying. But that, obviously, is a topic for another time.